Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is your raspy radio host. It's not actually radio, podcast. Jesse Steele. Might have got a little bit ahead of myself yesterday when I said it wasn't the Rona. I haven't been tested yet. I'm waiting on a test. But I did have a fever last night of 100.7. And my throat's pretty sore. I have a headache. It's nothing too crazy. But of course, I was vaxxed, so that's supposed to help you, keep you from getting going too bad when you're sick. So we'll see. I'll keep you guys informed. It'll probably be Monday before I know, I'm sure, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, if you can deal with my sore throat, listen to what's going on. It's pretty much my luck. Inyo County Public Health is offering free at-home antigen rapid testing kits for households while supplies last. Education materials are available in English and Spanish. All county buildings are closed Friday, December 31st. It'd be my luck that that's what I need today. Oh, man. But you guys can get those any other day. Bishop, Independence, Lone Pine, Tacopa, even coming soon. Down here in You know what I mean. Inyo County. It's going to be a long day. So there's a whole article here. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's going over the COVID stuff and the latest information from public health. No, I'm just trying to find the case numbers here. But there's a lot of really good information. You should go to Eastern Sierra Now and check it out. Positive COVID-19 cases, 2,706. We went up 29 since 12/27. That could potentially be 30. damn it. I was so careful too. Oh, well. There is 82 active cases. And deaths went up 1. So we're at 49 now due to COVID since 12/27. So that's not good. So for immediate release, Mono County Health Department clarifies guidance for positive COVID-19 cases. Rapid rise in positive cases strains local public health resources. Mono County, following a rapid rise in positive COVID-19 cases, the Mono County Health Department Public Health is urging residents and visitors to follow proper guidance and protocols upon receiving a positive COVID-19 test result. The dramatic increase in positive COVID-19 cases is impacting the Public Health Department's ability to provide adequate contact tracing services, and it is important that infected individuals adhere to the following guidance to help mitigate further spread. Isolate for a minimum of 5 days, beginning the day you tested positive for COVID-19. Avoid all contact with others, including members of your family. Notify all individuals that you have been in close contact with over the prior 7-day period before testing positive and encourage them to test for COVID-19. Once your symptoms have resolved and following your 5-day isolation period, you may return to work and normal activity. If you experience severe symptoms such as shortness of breath, or if your symptoms do not improve, see your medical provider or report to the emergency room immediately. The Public Health Department will continue to provide contact tracing services as quickly as possible, but residents are encouraged to follow the previously outlined guidance until they are contacted. The COVID-19 portal can be accessed on this article at Eastern Sierra Now. God, why'd there have to be a lot of reading today? Okay. Inyo Health has kind of issued sort of the same thing. The COVID-19 case numbers throughout Inyo County are rising again, mirroring a recent trend seen throughout the United States as the Omicron variant continues to spread rapidly through communities. Inyo County Health Officer Dr. James Richardson encourages residents and visitors to prioritize prevention measures. The best way to reduce your risk of developing severe COVID-19 disease is to get vaccinated and get your booster shot. We also strongly encourage everyone to upgrade your mask to a well-fitting surgical mask, or better yet, a KN95 or N95 mask. Some promising therapeutics include monoclonal antibody therapy and oral antiviral medications have received emergency use authorization for treatment COVID-19. However, these treatments and oral medications are in limited to no supply at this time, and Inyo County providers must prioritize these therapies for individuals at the highest risk for developing severe disease. While supplies are limited, prescriptions for therapies will be available on a first-come, first-served basis for those who meet medical criteria. monoclonal antibody therapy. Monoclonal antibodies are laboratory-made proteins that mimic the immune system's ability to fight off harmful pathogens, such as viruses. While not a miracle cure, studies show this medicine may be a promising COVID-19 treatment for certain high-risk individuals when taken within a specific window of time. Sotrovimab, one particular monoclonal antibody therapy, is believed to be more effective in treating patients who have acquired the Omicron variant. Because this medication is in short supply, counties receive biweekly allocations from the federal government. In Inyo County, the most recent allocation was 12 doses, and we expect that we will run out of this medication before the next allocation is received. Oral antiviral medications. While availability across the nation is currently very limited as manufacturers begin to distribute this medication, it is expected to become available for eligible patients by prescription in the weeks ahead. Currently, no supply of this medication has been received locally. Paxlovid is a take-at-home course of pills that does not prevent disease like vaccines do. Still, preliminary data show it may reduce the risk of hospitalization and death by about 88% when the pills are started within 5 days of becoming sick for patients at high risk of severe illness. Molnupiravir is a set of take-at-home pills that does not prevent diseases like vaccines do. Still, it may reduce the risk of severe illness and death by 30% when the pills are started within 5 days of becoming sick. If you have tested positive for COVID-19 and are at risk for developing severe symptoms due to your age or underlying health conditions, talk to your doctor about what available treatments may be right for you. Availability of these treatments is expected to steadily increase in the weeks ahead. Several medications, including ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, however you say that, has been touted online as potential treatments for COVID-19, but these medications have not been proven effective in treating COVID-19. Providers cannot prescribe medications for the treatment of COVID-19 that have not been approved for that purpose. For more information on COVID-19, including local case numbers, vaccine clinics, testing sites, and more, visit inyocounty.us/COVID-19 or find the link at easternsierranow.com. Yes, and please... Adult curling in Mammoth Lakes. That's awesome. Looking to join a curling team? Sign up for our free agent list. We do not guarantee you'll be added to a team, but we will try. League play will be on Sunday and Tuesday evenings from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. starting January 9th, 2022 and ending with our playoff finales beginning February 13th, 2022. Online registration is per team, not per person. Details: Mammoth Ice Rink. Win Sunday and Tuesday evenings from 7:30 to 10, starting January 9th, ending February. And start times for the matches will be 7:30 and 8:45 p.m. Cost is $150 per team. You can sign up at easternsierranow.com. So have you been wondering where you can walk? There's crazy amounts of snow and ice out there. What's cleaned up? The past few storms caused havoc with snow removal and around town, which greatly impacted our roads, MUPs, and sidewalks. Heavy snow, combined with high winds, caused 6 to 8 feet high snow drifts that completely closed sections of trails along with many sidewalks. A huge thank you to the park's maintenance team for their phenomenal efforts and to the Public Works Department for their support. So, a lot of these are open. My throat hurts too much to tell you about all of this. There's a lot closed too. Shady Rest, Trails End, Volcom Brothers Skate Park, Community Center Park. These are all Mammoth and Mono surrounding area, by the way, in Yo County. Quite a few that are closed, some things that are open. Head over to Eastern Sierra now and check that out. And there is a map showing you what you can get to and what you can't. Probably good to know. Last thing you want to do is get out there somewhere where you're not supposed to be and then get stuck. Quick little video I posted today, if you want to check it out on YouTube or on our Facebook page or website. Just a quick little aftermath showing Mammoth Mountain and a couple of areas around of what it looks like now that the snow is being cleaned up. Just a quick little video. Fun to look at. Go check it out. You know, there's a lot going on in Mammoth in the next upcoming weeks. Got this from the Mammoth Parks and Recs information newsletter they send out. There is a Mono County Wellness Winter Program schedule. You can check that out and with the link on Eastern Sierra Now. Free yoga, guided meditation. That's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1:30 to 3. You gotta bring a towel. You know, like they say in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you know where your towel is? Senior Breakfast Club is January 2nd from 8 to 9. Various locations. join for coffee and a light breakfast, community, and conversation. It's from 8 to 9 again. Game nights. Sunday, January 2nd, Sundays and Wednesdays. Sundays from 5 to 7, and Wednesdays 6 to 8. Join us for game night at Sierra Wellness Center. A variety of board games are available. All ages and abilities are welcome. There is an LGBTQ potluck Tuesday, January 11th at 6 and ends at 8. That should be cool. Parents of LGBTQ support group Tuesday, January 18th from 6 to 8. And the New Year's Eve celebration, which is today, which unfortunately I will miss, and that sucks because I had plans. 5 to 8. So if you're listening to this, you got about an hour based on when I get this thing put out to get down there. Come ring in the new year and celebrate compassion, community, connection, understanding with Sabrina Rose at the Sierra Wellness Center. Elevate Mammoth is Mammoth Hospital's Community Prevention Wellness and Performance Institute focused on improving the health of our community through facilitating positive lifestyle choices and providing the necessary knowledge, resources, and skills. Elevate was launched in the spring of 21 by Mammoth Hospital. Join a variety of virtual and in-person wellness programs, including yoga and support groups, prenatal classes, and education series on nutrition and mindfulness. Check out all their classes and schedule at the link on easternsierranow.com. Mono Arts Council has art and wine. What else do you need? That's about it. Join us at Community Art Center to learn how to paint, draw, print, mosaic, etc., all while in the real or virtual company of friends. Taught by a local and visiting artist, you'll come away with a masterpiece. It's okay if you don't consider yourself an artist. Let us show you how to unleash your creative spirit. There's a link at Eastern Sierra Now. That's January 12th, 5:30. They are doing mirror mosaics with Kristen Shipke. And there is quite a few things from the Mammoth Lakes Library. But again, my throat is starting to kill me. So head over to EasternSierraNow.com and you can see those links to more that's going on in Mammoth in the coming days. Save this one for last. And again, it's something I don't want to do. November 30th, we lost a true gem, my friend Maggie Arndt. You might know Maggie from multiple reasons, because she is a woman about town and a great person, but in Bishop, you would have seen her two billboards on the outside of town, and then one right across the street from Meadow Farms, or Mahogany Smoke Meats, I guess is what it's called now. Maggie was a great friend to so many people. From the moment I met her until she passed, she was definitely a great friend to me and such an amazing person, amazing mother, wife, friend, businesswoman. I mean, talk about businesswoman. She killed it at real estate. She was a wonderful singer. That's how we bonded, was through karaoke. She would just kill Elena Miles' Black Velvet. So every time she would come to the karaoke I was hosting, she'd give me that look like, put me in. And I'd say, okay. And so she didn't have to tell me. And then she would sing Black Velvet, and it would just be my favorite part of the night. So her and her husband Kenny were a very welcome sight for that, and such amazing people. And all of her kids are so cool. Such great kids. You know, I only really know Wayne decently. He's the oldest boy, but all of them I've met multiple times, and they're great people. So Maggie was always there to talk to when you needed somebody, even if it was just a quick text message. She was always there for everybody. It's such a fun, loving, and amazing person. She was a beauty queen. She was multi-talented, and I couldn't say enough about her. So I wanted to save the rest of my sore throat ability to speak to read this today. And then that is going to be it for me. And if you'd like to see this yourself, we do have it posted at Eastern Sierra Now. It's on the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance. I think I saw it at Mammoth Times. I'm sure everybody's going to have it out pretty soon. But she was a true gem, as I said before. And she is glittering right now up in heaven, looking down on all of us without question, especially her family. Beautiful Maggie went to the Glitter Gates on November 30th, 2021 to collect her wings. She died at home with her McDreamy, Kenny Arndt, by her side, along with her adored children and close friends. Maggie was born August 25th, 1966, to Sonia Joe, she's deceased now, unfortunately, as well, Aguilar, and Lewis Larson in Lancaster, California. Maggie and Kenny married on July 14th, 2018, uniting their two beautiful families. Her true joy came from her children, Crystal Bocanegra, Wayne Crosdale, Christina McLean, Roland McLean, Luke McLean, and Nicholas, Ethan, and Derek Arndt. While her devotion and strength presented uniquely for each of them, they all knew her loyalty and dedicated love. It was clear she would move mountains for them or wear a rhinestone belt and serve tables when she needed to. That's true, Jack's Waffle Shop. Maggie's siblings included Jamie DePaul Hazelton, Tom Larson, William Larson, who is also deceased, Carlos Larson, and Dennis Larson, David Larson, Debbie Larson, and Ronnie Larson, also deceased. Maggie was a natural athlete herself, but took even more joy from cheering on her children and most recently her grandchildren, Evan and Emmett Bocanegra. In all of their sporting endeavors, a standout in any community, she took the title of Miss Lancaster in 1983 from her natural shine to her larger-than-life personality. Bigger than any billboard, or two, but that wasn't what was most memorable about Maggie. It was her ability to see the light in others that truly made her special, and how she encouraged them to see the beauty in themselves. Maggie lived with grace, with strength, and with such astonishing beauty, but most notably, she lived with exceptional generosity, which was evident in everything from her dinner parties, full of laughter, exquisite food, friendship, and sparkling table settings, to her charitable work. Once diagnosed with cancer, Maggie made it her mission to spread God's message and love, accepting that he would use her for his purpose. She became a board member of the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance, using her talents to take their social media reach to new levels. Maggie's achievements extended from her family and personal life to her professional one. In the last decade, she grew her property management company to be the second largest in the Eastern Sierra, while simultaneously becoming one of the top producing realtors in the area. Her determination to keep living her life to the fullest despite her illness was apparent as she became the top producing agent for her employing brokerage, Next Home Mammoth Lakes, with just over 30 homes sold and $20 million in real estate sales this year alone. Only Maggie could outperform the majority of her competition while navigating treatments and hospitals. She never hesitated to put in the extra work needed to achieve a superior level of success, and nobody ever told Maggie when it was time to go to bed. Her ability to give her all to both work and family was yet another example of the true Renaissance woman that she was. A true celebration of life will be held May 7th, 2022. Attendees are asked to wear white and sparkle, as we know she will be sparkling right along with us. Although she loved flowers, Maggie asked that donations be made to the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance instead. P.O. Box 1523 in Bishop, California, 93515, to continue caring for her community in her memory. Maggie was an amazing human being. I also just heard that Betty White died today. God, wonderful. Screw you, 2021. Anyway, I'm going to go lay down because Betty's here now. Talk to you later. Let's all try to have a happy new year, everyone.